Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 FM. WFAN.
Well, it is another show, another opening for another show. It is a good evening to you and how you be. At 6:30 and 55 seconds to go right along with it, Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 90-minute Thursday schmooze. Right up until the matchup of a lifetime. What is it? Denver and Arizona coming your way at 8 on your fan, New York City.
Okay, okay. Now, which of you maroons has ever played basketball before?
You know, we're going to keep working. We're going to compete every night to win every game. And then guys are going to get better throughout the year. You're going to see improvement all year round with these young guys. But every night we're going to bring it and compete to the final buzzer.
Head to Ntilikina. Ntilikina steps up for three. That's good. And the Knicks quickly go up by six.
Fact is, I missed a shot. I walk away. I'm still a chump. You miss, and you've been beat, well, not once, but twice by a slow, white, geeky chunk.
I think a big area of improvement is not getting into big holes early. You know, there are plenty of games where we expended a lot of energy getting back into games. So that's where that performance up to those last 5 minutes are vital.
Shot clock is winding down. Dinwiddie, a silencer for three.
A capacity crowd is on hand, and they are viewing one of the stirring moments in sports. It is a sports happening. There is pandemonium all around me.
How every day I want to see just small improvement and on the things that we're emphasizing every day, and the wins and losses will take care of themselves.
It's going to be a collective effort offensively, then a collective effort getting stops too, because that's obviously a big part of winning close games.
Yes, you can give us some kind of an answer. Where does the money come from? You say you're going to have an open checkbook, and you say it's going to be very open. Where does the money come from?
God.
It's burden time and away we go. Another opening, just another opening of another show.
Let the little pipsqueaks knock themselves out.
Hardaway drives it baseball back to Cantor for the slam. Great unselfish play from Hardaway, and the Knicks are up 21.
Razzle dazzle by Hardaway.
Knicks missed their first 9 shots from the field, and they're now shooting 50%.
Hardaway averaged 15 points during the preseason.
He's feeling it right now. Jump shot, got it. 8 in a row. And his dad applauding the work. Well, the Knicks with their highest scoring second quarter in franchise history. They throw up 47. Make that 49, excuse me, 49. And have 72 points here at halftime. Shot clock is off. Hardaway to Trier. Trier drives down. Oh, throws it down! Oh, Alonzo Trier! Talk about an exclamation point from a rookie in his first game in Madison Square Garden.
There's jitters. You know, both lineups went through it, actually. When I put in the second unit, they did the exact same thing. They were just so jacked up. And it just was a timeout to settle them in and let them know the game will come to them. And we missed some good shots, and it's missed a tip dunk. So I just felt like, you know, let's just get them settled down. And then once they did, they played good basketball. We had a team effort, team contribution. I felt like everybody that went out there did something to help us. You know, and a very selfless game. Everybody was involved. You can see the stat sheet. We had seven guys in double figures. That's pretty good. You know, when the guys are sharing the game, and, you know, we really sacrificed and picked up 94 feet the whole game, no matter who went in. And that was a good sign as well. But, you know, overall, I was just happy with every guy that went out there.
And why not? After last night, what an opening and what a show. If only the New York Knickerbockers could play the Hawks every single night. And yes, they win on opening night, but what an opening and what a show and what a franchise record-setting night it was. The Knickerbockers winning by scoring as many points in the second quarter as the Hawks would score in the entire first half. The Knickerbockers had this game won by halftime, scoring that franchise-high 49. We talked about it last night after the game. We have to talk about it like on the radio station all day today, and again even now, because it's worth repeating over again. Because we may not see this again much this season, for sure. 49 points in the second quarter. 72, make that 72, the 49 at the half. And Hardaway starting out 0 for 4 and then hitting 8 consecutive shots for 22 in the first half. 16 of those in the second quarter on his way to 31. Fizdale had these Knickerbockers playing with high-octane energy. The Knickerbockers, you saw from the transition, the fast break points, forcing Atlanta into double figures with turnovers and converting both the forcing and the unforcing Atlanta turnovers into points. You may not have with these Knickerbockers all the talent in the world, but energy and hustle and passion on opening nights, priceless, and plenty of effort at both ends of the floor. So, yes, Atlanta young with the old man at 41, Vince Carter. Atlanta, yes, and Trae Young, by the way, having a rough night, and certainly does he play any defense? He's like everybody else in the NBA, not much with the defense from the number 5 overall pick in the draft from Oklahoma, Trae Young. Atlanta is young with Vince Carter. And very much in transition themselves, very much in rebuild mode. And the Knickerbockers made them look like that. Even worse, the Knickerbockers made them look like a D-League team. What an opening night. What a show. And what a debate today. What has been really all day long on your fan in New York City? What we saw in the first inning yesterday with Houston and Altuve and Mookie Betts and a couple of people in the front row, without question, why are we debating? It was a home run. Touch them all, Altuve. How is it that a ball, talk about irony, how is it that a ball that is not caught by anybody is called an out? How is it you call a ball hit into the right field stands for a home run? How can you call that an out? Well, when you have Joe West calling the play, well, when you have limited instant replay angles, and what you had with this drive into the night, with this Mookie leap, and with the fans in the stands, you know what you really had? You had player interference, and it's worth taking another listen.
AJ, what did you think of the call on Jose Altuve?
What do you think I thought?
Let's go to the videotape.
The pitch winging in a high fly ball, right field. Mookie going back to the fence, jumps, and he can't get it, but he knocks it down. And let's see what the umpire calls. Fan interference, I think. It will be the call by Joe West.
Let's see it again in super slow motion.
Mookie going back to the fence, jumps, and he can't get it, but he knocks it down.
They deemed the fan reached over into the field of play and interfered with Betts. And Jose pays the biggest price.
Let's go to the videotape.
Altuve hits it in the air to right, fairly deep. It sends back Betts, still going back on the warning track. He leaves, and that ball is off the wall. It's in play. I think they're going to call fan interference. They are.
Reached my hand up. I felt like somebody was kind of pushing my glove, you know, out of the way or something. And, you know, I got to see a little bit of the replay, and I guess they were going to catch the ball.
So Altuve is out. There are two outs in the inning, and Springer's at first base for a play where Betts may have reached over the wall. And A.J. Hinch wants an explanation from Joe West.
This is a black day for baseball.
This is a very complex call here. Now we're getting the headsets off, and the call is out. He's out. What a break for the Red Sox.
This is a story of the Golden West.
Joe West.
And Joe West, who happened to be in another zip code, he makes the call. And what else is new? You have either Joe West with the left hand, and you have Angel Hernandez with the right hand, too. Two umpires who are just to die for, are they not? If Joe West, in another zip code, makes the call a home run it would have been, since you still had limited looks, and the home run call would not have been overturned. If you can't assume a double play in baseball, you shouldn't be able to assume Mookie Betts is going to make the catch. He was in your territory, where you sit. He was over the wall with the arm in the glove. There was no Jeffrey Mayer leaning over onto the field of play, not at all. If Mookie has the glove over the top of the wall, he and you have as much right at that baseball, he looking for the out, you looking for the souvenir from real time, from instant replay, what we had of it with the angles, from freezing the frames. That glove is over the top of the wall into fan territory. The hands are in the stands, not leaning over into Mookie territory. And you had Mookie's glove reaching over the home run territory, unable to make the catch. His glove getting into the way of a fan or two, making a clean and legal grab of a souvenir. Altuve should have been touching them all. What are we debating? Altuve hit a home run, a ball never caught by anyone because of player interference. Still, Houston came back to take the lead, end up losing the game tonight. They ought to win because, let's face it, Verlander and David Price, who has two postseason wins in his career, and both of those in relief. All right, we'll take a break, get to your calls. We're only here until 8 o'clock tonight to die for the New York Knickerbockers. It can be Joe West. It could be instant replay. It can be fan interference when really it was Mookie Betts interfering with those looking for a souvenir.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.